Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Sean Campbell, Adam Harrell here, your local alternative Solid State Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Wednesday.
Is it, though?
It is Wednesday. Yes, it is.
That's not the part I meant, but you knew that.
Yeah, it's hump day. It's hard to kind of get yourself motivated, but the weekend's coming. So let that motivate you wherever you are, whether you're at work, at home, or school, or
it's going to motivate me straight to Ohio on Friday, let me tell you.
Yep, Ohio's coming. Everybody's going to have a good time this weekend.
I'm actually making a road trip to catch our own hometown Michigan Panthers on Saturday in Canton. That should be fun.
Who are they playing?
The Pittsburgh Maulers, because that's the lovely...
Pittsburgh what?
Maulers. M-A-U-L-E-R-S.
I was going to say, they just like, you know, they just dress up like they're going to the mall and, you know...
They all look like they're, you know, in 80s, like, workout videos and so, yeah. Whatnot.
Look at those leg warmers, everybody.
But no, so the weird thing about the way the USFL set up for this year is they're doing... Half their teams are actually playing at home, quote unquote. Like the Panthers actually have home games at Ford Field. The Birmingham Stallions have home games in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
And there's like two others that also are. But then the other half of the teams are just playing out of those those other teams' teams. They don't have home anything in their own right. Like none of Pittsburgh's games are being played in Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
They're playing in Canton, which Canton doesn't have its own team, but they do have the Hall of Fame Stadium, I guess, so that's close enough.
Sure, but I mean, and it's in its infancy, so I get it. But
second season, I figure they'd have had this a little more, or second or third, because didn't this launch during? Okay,
I'm pretty sure this is the second one. But I mean, they take the field in Canton. They're like, oh man, there's people actually from Pittsburgh here. Oh my God. This is fantastic.
Right. I mean, you are about an hour from the Berg, so give or take. So, I mean, I guess...
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, we're an hour from Detroit.
Right.
So, I guess, but, you know, they'll get it together. They'll get a TV deal.
They have a TV deal because they're... Like, Fox is part owner of the league.
Oh, then, yeah, they're good there.
Yeah, they're going to get it together sooner rather than later. Like, if they... I think if they actually finally get their teams to start playing in the cities in which they're actually in, maybe you have half a chance here. It can't be any worse than when they tried to bring back the XFL yet again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to see how the third go around. I didn't get to watch a whole lot of this XFL season. I'm not going to lie to you, because I was mostly honestly glued to hockey.
Right. Yeah. That's same for me. But I mean,
and I have less of an interest with no skin in the game. It's not like Detroit had a team.
Right. That does make a big difference. How did those numbers do for the XFL?
I don't remember them being great. Like I'd have to go back and research it a bit, but I don't remember it doing particularly well. It was the their championship game drew a 1.3 million viewers, it looks like. 1.43, making it the most watched game the whole season since week one. Its peak Saturday championship game had 1.8 million viewers tuned in, but they weren't competing against the NBA playoffs on Saturday night. XFL will be back next season for some reason. There's just enough interest, I guess.
I mean, I guess good luck to them, but you're taking on the juggernaut that is the National Football League. And there's a reason why most major leagues and other sports, they steer away from the 800-pound gorilla.
No, absolutely. Apparently, other than the championship game, the playoff games did not draw any better ratings than the regular season did.
Yeah.
So that should probably be a bit of a concern.
Right.
It's literally just, okay, people who literally have nothing else in the way of football to watch here.
Oh, we're watching this. I can't find the damn remote. Oh, those kids lost. All right, I guess we're watching this.
I feel like, honestly, that's probably a decent chunk of the XFL audience.
Nurse, change the channel. We don't want to watch it. Oh, she quit. God damn it.
It's like the guy who was stuck in the nursing home listening to our show when we were on FM the last time around.
Yeah.
You almost got to feel bad for that cat.
Oh, he's got to be dead by now.
Well, maybe.
Oh, sweet release. Sorry, Edgar.
I thought it was Wilbur.
Wilbur. Sorry. Jeez.
You don't even remember.
I don't respect the dead, do I?
No, you don't. He was our only listener, too, so yeah. Really should... You should feel a little bit more sympathy for the guy.
Sorry, Wilbur.
Put him on the apology list. Yeah. Oh, much to do today, apparently. Stick around. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Here's the Revivalist. Portugal the Man on Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
So, there's this enterprising young man. Went to St. Anthony's Catholic College in Greater Manchester in the UK. He was hosting raves in the bathroom.
Oh.
12 years old, he's hosting raves in the bathroom, and his DJ gear got confiscated because, of course, we can't have anything from you cheeky people.
Of course not. That sounds like too much fun.
That sounds too British. This 12-year-old British aspiring DJ's rave went down the toilet.
What they did there?
Wordplay. Cal Bell organized an underground party in his school's bathroom where all the attendees were offered a soft drink and a Cadbury Twirl chocolate bar.
Oh, so there wasn't even any drugs involved in this thing.
Well, no, you can't imagine, like, you know, a bunch of 12-year-olds on Molly or something like that.
Flush. Truth be told, I feel like it's the only way to enjoy one of these damn things.
I would think so. The party, the guest list, included all year eight boys. Am I wrong for finding this funny? Well, he's home. I've asked him about it. He never lets me down, this boy. The boy's mother said on Facebook, where she posted a video. It has been a terrible year, and I couldn't be angry with my son for trying to spread some cheer. When I got the call, it made perfect sense. Cal had been up, dressed, and ready to leave for school early that morning, which was unheard of in our house. Sorry, Mom. I got to spin some tunes. I'll be back later.
This kid's certainly on the right track to just ruining his life and going and being a DJ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably would have been able to get away with it, but he probably put the velvet rope in front of the boys' bathroom. Oh, sorry.
He's got bouncers at the door.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're not on the list. I'm the teacher. You're not on the list. Just go ahead and stand back there, and you know, if anything opens up, we'll let you know.
It probably won't.
I mean, impressive that he would organize that and set up in the bathroom. I mean, what were the other kids doing? I mean, because I want to take it down to a dark alley where, you know, they're all doing Molly and doing illicit drugs and, you know.
Well, you know, when you threw rave out there, you know, there's a certain expectation, I guess, that those are the things that are usually involved with that.
Yeah. Teachers were saying, yeah, after lunch, the kids were coming back all laissez-faire, and got a lot of them were coming down. They were all wearing glow sticks for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. Strangest damn thing, man.
About a third of the class was just watching their hand wave back and forth. I couldn't teach them anything. I couldn't teach them how the British won every war. Couldn't teach them why... Everything that we found is in a museum in Britain.
Right.
I couldn't explain to him why our cuisine sucks.
I mean, that's really the most important thing of all, because British cuisine does suck.
And why our dental hygiene is so bad.
This whole segment is going to get Britain entry on the apology list just in itself. Oh, here's Bristol Maroney, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. At 70 effing 5 years old, that man is still more of a badass than you or I will ever be. Iggy Pop, your local alternative is Solid State Radio.
Here, here.
What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
So, there was a news story that was floating around. We may have even talked about this at the beginning, where a woman married herself.
We've talked about something similar, I'm pretty sure. We've talked about women marrying inanimate objects, ghosts. Yeah,
we talked about it. Ghosts. That's what it was. It was like,
ooh, I think we should just stay friends.
Where have you been all night? Ooh, I'm a ghost. I can go wherever I want. Is there another woman? Yes.
I had to work late. Ooh.
Is that lipstick on your sheet?
It's not what it looks like.
Well, this woman decided she was going to marry herself, and 24 hours later, because love doesn't last, she wanted to divorce herself.
What?
She wanted to divorce herself.
I'm just too much for me. I can't, it's not me. It's me.
I was too clingy. My sexual appetite just wasn't matching up to mine, and it just irreconcilable differences, I guess. Twitter user going by Sophie said she bought a wedding dress, baked a wedding cake so she could marry herself, but only a day later announced she's divorcing herself because she can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I'm
originally posted.
Words they fail me.
Yeah, originally posted photos of herself in a wedding dress with the caption, "Today, in the most spurious moments of my life, I bought a wedding dress and cooked a wedding cake to marry myself." The tweet currently has 3.4 million viewers. 3.4 million people going, "Is she nuts? What is her deal?"
Yeah, there's no way that's actually a real thing, man. Like, you had me thinking, like, some of these other people who really are weirdos who, like, marry ghosts and planes and trains and things. And
I mean, she...
This sounds like this was just a joke on Twitter.
Maybe. But just one day later, she retweeted the post saying, "Update, one day I'm married to myself and I can't take it anymore. I'm seeing how the divorce issue is just in case. Divorce issue is just in case."
All this seems like it was just an excuse to go and bake a wedding cake. Which, hey, nothing wrong with that. More power to you, but... You know you don't necessarily have to have a wedding in order to bake cake, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, you can have wedding cake whenever you want. It's just right, cake.
It's
just cake.
Yeah, it's not illegal to have a wedding cake without a wedding.
I mean, is she having a hard time finding anybody to marry? I mean, here's a picture of her. She can't be having any hard time, can she?
I can't imagine so. Like, that woman seems like she could have her pick of a lot of dudes, certainly.
Yeah, I mean... She's not.
And probably a few chicks too.
Yeah, exactly. She'd probably have her pick of the litter, but no, she decided she wanted to marry herself, and it was just, I was too rough with myself.
She's just abusive to herself somehow.
My hands were all over me. I couldn't handle it.
She just wanted to just go to town on herself all day long and just couldn't keep up.
I heard their wedding song was "Divinals, I Touch Myself." I'm kidding. I mean, probably was.
Okay. I probably was. No, absolutely.
Please welcome to the dance floor the bride and herself. "I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself."
That's a drop.
Yeah.
Add that one to the Adam's Greatest Hits reel.
There we go. It's happy hour.
At Solid State Radio.
Yes.
KG Elfin on happy hour at Solid State Radio. He is Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell on a Wednesday afternoon.
Father's Day is fast approaching, and I have a father who's probably not going to get a Father's Day gift from his son.
Not so much.
That would be the masked man who attempted to rob his own teenage son at knife point.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
This is coming. There's going to be a lot of UK kind of slang in here, so we're going to need
UK to English translator.
Yeah, something like that. 45-year-old who attempted to disguise himself with a snood. I'm assuming that's a hoodie or something.
Huh?
Targeted a boy at an ATM in Cranhill, Glasgow. The victim, 17, had used the cash machine near his home to withdraw £10. Sheriff Andrew Cubby, who sentenced the father to 26 months. The sheriff can do that? I thought different country.
Yeah, apparently works different over there.
Told the court, "These are an extraordinary set of events." Glasgow Sheriff Court heard the teenager had spotted the hooded accused, who cannot be named for legal reasons, lurking near the ATM. The gave his name. I guess not. Prosecutor said, as he put his card in his pocket and took the cash from the machine, he turned left and felt something against the left side of his face. He was pinned up against the wall by the neck. The boy felt a large kitchen knife press against his face. He's like, "That knife looks familiar. Is that from our kitchen?" And the robber told him, give me it now. The victim instantly identified his father from his voice and his eyes. A stunned boy replied, "Are you serious? Do you know who this is?" The attacker said he didn't care, but the teenager then pulled down the hoodie to reveal his father and asked, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm sorry, I'm desperate." Son fled the scene and told his grandma of his ordeal before police were alerted. The robber was later arrested at his home and initially denied being the culprit.
Wow.
That's a Father of the Year.
If that's not Father of the Year material, I don't know what is, man. Like, literally pulling a knife on your own kid, and then your kid was actually smart enough in the moment to be like, Dad, what the hell's wrong with you?
What are you doing? I don't know, son. I'm ashamed of myself. Anyway, just give me that money.
Also, how are you so damn desperate that you're literally having to rob people to provide for your kid, but yet your kid's able to withdraw money from the bank?
Right? He's just pulling out money left and right. And I say, yeah, my dad's such a fool. He doesn't even have a job. He's probably pulling out money to pay the bills in the house, and he's getting robbed by his dad. Oh, and he turned him in. You're just like your mother.
Right. Yeah, I wonder where the hell mom is in all this.
No, geez.
I mean, it sounds like the kid ran to the grandmother. So I'm assuming, honestly, they're probably all living with the grandmother.
Oh, they're probably all living in the same house. Yeah. Did you hear what dad did? He tried to mug me. Put a knife against my neck. It's like, yeah, that's my kid. Yeah, that's just what we do in this family. We mug each other. You're just going to have to deal with it. I remember waiting outside his bedroom door every day at Christmas and just hitting him upside the head and stealing all his presents.
You know, sometimes it just happens. Like,
yep.
That's the way his family's always been. It's the way things will always be. So.
Yeah, he'd always get a card for his birthday, and he'd have some money in there, and he'd pocket the money. We'd give him a big old hug and pickpocket him.
Right.
That's just how we do things. That's how we do things in this family.
Exactly. Here's Snarls at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Black Keys, your local alternative is Solid State Radio, streaming the world at solidstateradio.net. So I got something rather interesting over here that has gone viral on the social media and whatnot.
Oh, no kidding.
All right, so this one. Now, already I'm not exactly inclined to like the fact that this is clearly one of those mommy vlogger people.
Uh-huh.
I hate those with a passion.
Yes.
But here's a video that's gone viral, apparently. This mother of 12 makes and serves nachos for her kids, except the nachos are served in a kiddie pool.
Gross.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Have some hashtag pool nachos, wrote this lady in the caption of the first TikTok on May 5th. She can be seen dragging a kiddie pool full of nachos to her patiently waiting family before they all dig in. Now,
my God.
Well, first off, here's like the picture they show. Those are mighty fine-looking nachos. And I'm assuming they weren't like... It wasn't a kiddie pool that had been used. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about the sand. That's just extra. That's just extra grain.
Yeah, I'd like to think that wouldn't be the case. Yes.
Let's say just for the sake of whatever, she went to the store and bought it brand spanking new.
It sounds like she did.
It's not exactly a food grade kind of storage thing. Have you ever smelled anything like that? It smells like plastic. That just sounds nasty.
Yeah, it says like she assembles the nachos in a 36-inch pool from Family Dollar while kneeling beside her in-ground pool, because apparently they have an actual in-ground pool. She pours 10 bags of Tostitos chips in before adding the toppings, ground beef, nacho cheese, salsa, yada, yada, yada. Reaction to the video was as mixed as the nachos themselves.
I mean, the ingredients, everything where she's going for sounded great, and the picture looks great. It's just, come on, Mom, presentation. That you can't, Mom, can I have my own plate or not? No, we're all going to eat out of a trough. Everybody, line up on the trough.
Well, to be fair, who's making an individual order of nachos for each of their 12 effing kids?
Sometimes you just have to. I don't like cheese. I don't like onions. I don't like chips.
Well, then effing deal with it. I don't know. Pick around it. I don't know what to tell you at this point. Like, I don't feel like that's that much of a problem here. Like, the serving of it, the way they served it, I don't actually have an issue with. Like, it's just when you have... First off, I mean, yes, you're insane for having a dozen effing children, but you're talking
it's not that, I mean, 36 inches.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm assuming that's diameter. That's not circumference. Circumference, I mean, it'd be like.
Right.
I mean, as I gesture with my hands for radio, because that's how we do things here.
Yeah.
So it's not like one of those, like, six kid kiddie pools. It looks like I would assume that it's.
Yeah, like it's not like a huge size. It's like it's more like your kiddie size thing. Like that's you know, so it's 3 feet wide basically. Yeah.
Sounds gross. Sounds real gross.
I'm entirely down with it. Like I'm watching as she's assembling this thing, and like it looks like for the size comparison here, because like just for, you know, to see just how the whole
she's going to work on it. I mean, she's the nachos themselves sound really, really, they look really, really good, but wow. Mommy vlogger, whatever your name is.
Oh, at some point, any plastic you wash out and clean out and sanitize is gonna be fine. Like,
I don't know. There's certain plastic that has a smell, and like kiddie pools and stuff like that, they have a smell to it, as opposed to like Tupperware or something. That things are made for food storage, food presentation. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to get past that. It's like this, and then there would be like the what if somebody's like. But was in this pool. I mean, obviously, it's brand new. She's not doing that. But it would be in the back of my mind.
It wouldn't be in the back of my mind because it's literally a brand new kiddie pool she just bought from the store.
You dive right in. But first.
Into
the nachos. He's mine.
I mean, yes, I would, but that's not the point. No, the weird thing is that those weren't the
put more guacamole in the deep end, Ma.
Right? Those weren't even the comments on this. What in the USA is this, LOL? The chips at the bottom are just wasted. This is my thought. Nachos need to be layered like lasagna. Would love to see how much of that y'all ate. Like, oh, so you're, you know, someone's got to be all, you guys are just wasting food. Like,
yeah.
Again, 12 kids.
Yeah.
Trust me, there probably wasn't a chip in that damn thing that went to waste.
Yeah, the run of the litter, he's probably licking the bottom of it.
Like, that's insane. Like, meanwhile, this isn't the first time a family's gone viral for their approach to nachos. A TikTok user back in 2020 shared a video of her family's nacho table. And they spread all the nacho toppings across the long table covered in aluminum foil.
Okay, now there we go. I'm on board with that.
So, I mean, this isn't the first nacho... Like kiddie pool nachos, though. Like Austin Mann threw a party with a kiddie pool sized nacho back in like 2016. A 23-year-old kid celebrating his birthday with a nacho pool party. That's
I don't know, man.
That sounds pretty amazing. I kind of want to do this now. I want a giant kiddie pool sized nacho.
Well, you've got a birthday coming up in about 7 months. We'll see about getting you. You'll forget. I'm gonna not even bring this up for the next 7 months. I'm just gonna bring in a kiddie pool full of nachos. You'd be like, "What the f is this?"
Like, I must have died and gone to heaven.
Like, this looks disgusting. I was like, you said it was fantastic. There you go. Here's a bib. You're gonna need it.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be. Well, I don't know. I might be. Depends on who's making the nachos. Like, I feel like you could assemble nachos that don't look totally disgusting, Hera Hot.
Yeah,
am I putting too much faith in you?
I could knock out some nachos. I'd do a good job.
Likewise. Here's Beach Weather, Sex, Drugs, etc. at Solid State Radio. The Foo at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Hera Hot. I'm Sean Cantwell.
The reviews are coming in from, like, the Foo Fighters after they replaced with the replacement drummer, and the reviews are coming back pretty favorable.
Well, I figure they would. I mean, they got the guy who's played on pretty much every rock record in the last two decades.
Yeah,
so.
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Josh Freese has been doing this for a minute.
Yeah. And good on him. I mean, and nobody gave him any flack. Well, like, there was a lot of people that gave Zeppelin, when Zeppelin decided to hang it up after... John Bonham died. They're like, yeah, that's the way it should be. And then they gave the Who all kinds of flack for going on later on without Keith Moon.
Well, and honestly, there's a reason for that. It's because everything they put out after Keith Moon died sucked. Fight me on this. Name one good song other than maybe Eminence Front that came out after Keith Moon died. You can't do it.
I can only name like two or three good Who songs. So, I mean, I'm more of a Zeppelin fan than Who fan.
I mean, I like Zeppelin as much as the next guy. Also, I don't think that they would have been that far off if they had just gone on with, you know, Bonham's kid playing drums, because he's quite good, that one.
Yeah. He is quite a, he's got a quite a career himself.
Yeah, no slouch that one. I was looking to see, because I think they only put out two albums after Keith Moon died before the band originally broke up.
Yeah.
And looking at those, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean...
The other single, like, You Better You Bet, sucked.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, But that's the way. Oh, you better. I like that song.
I'm not a fan of that song. It sounds too much like Townsend's solo stuff, which I can't stand. Like, well, if I never hear Let My Love Open the Door Again, it'll be too soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan of that song. But they were chasing that 80s sound.
Right.
But yet, everybody knew them from the 60s and 70s. So they're like, oh, man, you're a little too old to be in this sandbox. You got to get out and let the young kids play. There is that.
I feel like if they would just kept like doing rock and not try to go so hard into, I mean, there'd always been, you know, a certain level of synths and, you know, all of what Pete does. But yep. They went too far in that direction.
They really truly did. I mean, Robert Plant, when he started doing his stuff post Zeppelin in the 80s,
yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of like Tall Cool One, a great song, but wow, is that just dripping 80s?
Oh, it absolutely is. Like, I wasn't a huge, like, a lot of his solo stuff doesn't do a great deal for me. Like, this is stuff that's still.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his.
I don't really need to hear In the Mood ever again.
Yeah. What stuff he did with the Honey Drippers.
Yeah, the stuff he did with Alison Krauss isn't bad. Like, it's completely different from everything else altogether.
I don't think I've heard anything he's done with her, and not really running to check it out either. So, but I mean, then there's, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, they're following the trends. They're trying to keep an audience. It's like, yeah, but, you know, then you got a band like AC/DC.
That's made the same song for 40 years, and God bless them for it.
Oh, Angus Young got pissed. Heard somebody say, you've made the same album 11 times. You made the same album 11 times. He says, I will have you know that we've had 12 albums, so we've done this 12 times. But I mean, you've got AC/DC that continued to do things after replacing members. Then you had ZZ Top. Certainly, I mean, they had that one ballad that you could just tell the record company really pushed them for. But everything else has been ZZ Top throughout this whole thing. Rush.
Yeah, you recognize the ZZ Top record from the second that you put. I don't know if I'd argue Rush that, though, because Rush, when they first start, like the first album they have before Neil Peart joins the band, it's pretty like straight ahead, you know, 4/4 rock and roll stuff.
Sure.
And then he comes in the band, they start writing all this, like, all these songs about wizards and bringing in the synthesizers and everything else.
I guess I should preface by saying, when I say Rush, I am always thinking of the Neil Peart.
Like, and they kind of, but they adapted a little bit for the times too. Like, they got like really heavy on the prog stuff in the 70s. Then they dialed that kind of back and went just to doing 4 or 5 minute songs. Then kind of dropped the synths and stuff like in the 90s. Like, they changed for the times a little bit.
Maybe for Roll Your Bones. But when Counterparts came on there, they were experimenting with a lot of detuning kind of guitars.
Like, I liked all of it. I'm not saying I didn't like, but you can't accuse Rush of having made the same record for their entire career.
I guess that'd be unfair. What I'm saying, they haven't really changed. Okay, I'm saying Rush throughout their history, as opposed to The Who from their hippie trippy music in the 60s to whatever that was in the 80s.
That's fair. There was a big span of things in that. It's certainly not like AC/DC where, yeah, it is.
And I'm not against any band evolving. Certainly not. I mean, you want bands to like grow and try things new, but sometimes we want them to try things new if they're good. only if we really approve of it.
Exactly. Like if you're going to try something different, this better really be good.
Yeah, exactly. Not be following any kind of trends. Kind of like, you know, my favorite band, Kiss. I mean, they started out with like...
Kiss definitely never followed trends.
They followed every trend.
I know.
Every goddamn trend.
I mean, they made a prog rock concept album. They made a disco album. They did a grunge album.
God, I'm so glad they didn't hear about Barbershop Quartet. Like, oh, hang on a second. Actually, they have recorded a Barbershop Quartet song.
It's, really?
Yeah. It was for the soundtrack. Oh, God, here we go. Kiss meets Scooby-Doo or something.
Oh, my God. That is not surprising somehow.
I'm not
going
to subject our listeners to it, but I will subject you to it in the break at some time. I'll show you. They're good. They know how to harmonize.
Well, I would... I guess I would expect that, because, I mean, you got four guys in the band who all sing, so
right, yeah.
It stands to reason that it doesn't necessarily stand to reason that it might not suck, but...
But, yeah, I mean... So, I mean, yeah, I like it when bands evolve, but... I don't know. I'm really saying is, I'm not much of a Who fan. Thank you.
Good night. That's really the moral to the story, is Adam hates the Who.
I didn't say hate.
You basically said hate.
I didn't say hate, but I'm just not in the mood. I really wouldn't go see him live.
That's fair, because honestly, I might have gone, like, at this point, if I go, like, I would go just to say, okay, I've actually seen The Who live. Like, I don't know I would necessarily want to pay what they're charging for tickets for just the two original members, but...
But you can't really blame... It's not like John Entwistle is just holding out for more money. He's dead.
Well, no, he can't hold out for more money, because, yeah, he's dead.
It's not like, oh, man, I really wish Keith Moon would just sell his paper mache business or whatever and get back with The Who. No, he's dead.
Right.
And he died in a rock star kind of fashion, so it's just like, you know.
About as rock star as it gets.
Yeah, you can't fault Daltrey and what's his nuts?
Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend, yeah.
I don't fault them necessarily for going out, because, well, I mean, what else are they going to do at this point that anyone's going to care about?
Yeah, but they're not exactly, all right, $200 tickets, but wait a minute, we're missing two members, so we're going to slash the prices in half. You're getting the dead rocker discount.
Honestly, with some of these, I feel like we should.
Rolling Stones on tour. We have to cut the prices three times. Ticketmaster now with a dead member discount plan. Everybody's just like, oh, hot damn, I can see Skinner for free. Right?
I say that band has the audacity to charge anyone to go see him at this point.
Yeah.
Like, literally everybody's dead now.
Yep.
The only reason I would even go to that show is because they're opening for ZZ Top.
Skinner is opening for ZZ Top.
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy on our souls.
Like, it was one of those $20 concerts at Pine Knob, and I honestly considered going to it because I would love to see ZZ Top live, and I never have.
I've never seen ZZ Top. If you want to go, let's go. I think we should do that. Skinner, I've seen Skinner.
Well, you've seen Skinner when there were relevant people still in the band.
Yeah, I certainly did. But I would like to see ZZ Top, even though, oh, wait a minute, you got to slash the prices at least a third because one of them is dead. Dusty.
Yeah. Which is, you know, most unfortunate, but the guitar tech who replaced him is apparently holding it down pretty well.
Does he have the beard, though?
Yes. Yes, he does. Okay.
That's fantastic. I mean, sometimes you got to, they know you're not the real guy, but give them what they want. Like, that's why, you know, Eric Singer wears the Peter Criss makeup and blah, blah, blah. That's why Adam Lambert, he looks like Freddie Mercury. He understood the assignment.
He absolutely did. Yeah, this guy, apparently he'd already started growing out the beard, like, pre-COVID or whatever, and then... Then when they brought him to the band, like, okay, he looks like he's supposed to be here.
you're in. as soon as Dusty started having a cough, he's like, oh, I better grill this beard.
Right?
It's my time to shine.
Oh, it's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around.
Jack Daniels!
It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. We get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Wednesday afternoon. And,
Hopefully get rid of this burn ban. I want a fire in the backyard. I hate this burn ban crap.
Right? Stick around. Pyro Hour with Adam is coming up next.
That's right.
Pyro Power Hour.
We're setting the town ablaze on sessions.
Apparently, we're now looking at possible showers for Sunday and Monday.
I'll take it.
You know it's going to change 20 times between now and then, so we're not actually going to end up getting anything.
Yep.
But yeah, Sunday through Tuesday, it looks like occasional showers, thunderstorms on Tuesday. And then it's supposed to be like 83 on Saturday. So this will be, of all the weekends for me to be out of town, like, this is a pretty beautiful weekend, all things considered. Like,
yeah, it's going to be better when you leave. It's going to be fantastic.
Right. The weather just waits until I get out of town for it to actually be nice because, you know, this state.
Yeah, actually, it's going to start raining on Sunday. You're going to be coming back into town as it's raining. The storm cloud will just be over your car.
You know, it probably will too, honestly. Stick around. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow at 3. See ya.